From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Joel Geisler.
Hi, it's good to have you with us. Here's the question. What is the best medium for communicating an apology? Well, I'm going to assume goodwill on your part, that you sincerely want to take responsibility for an action and attempt to make amends. That being the case, the best medium is the one that the aggrieved person would most appreciate. That might be face-to-face, eye-to-eye, it could be a phone call, it might be in writing, or it might be all of the above. You know, some powerful people are reluctant to admit error. They think it'll diminish their authority and status. But I believe that if you fail to deliver an effective apology, what's really eroded is your integrity. It's hard to trust or respect someone who simply won't own up to a mistake. You know, I often ask classes of managers I teach to raise their hands if their bosses have ever apologized to them. Inevitably, hands will go up, usually not everyone's, but many. And then I'll ask if the apology raised or lowered their opinion of the boss who apologized. Almost always, it's a positive. But now, when might it be a negative? Well, there are usually three circumstances: when the apology was flip, when it was conditional, or when it was minimal. Now, flip is pretty easy to understand. It sounds like this. Oh, sorry. Does that sound sufficient? Conditional is something like this. If anyone was offended, I'm sorry. That if kind of undercuts everything, doesn't it? And then there's minimal. And by that I mean the person in the wrong attempts to reframe things, really minimize things, often by using passive voice. That sounds like this. Regrettably, in a heated meeting, words were said yesterday that could be construed by some as offensive. It shouldn't have happened. How's that for a non-apology apology? Let me fix it. It would sound like this. In the meeting yesterday, I used words that were insulting to you. I apologize, and it won't happen again. Now, often we're tempted to explain away our wrongdoing in an apology. There's a whole field of study called attribution theory that says that we tend to attribute our actions to outside forces, but we attribute the actions of others to their inner character. So if I snap at you, it's because I've been under a lot of pressure. If I'm late, well, you know, I've been so busy, I've been slammed. If you snap at me, you're mean. And if you're late, well, come on, that's thoughtless. That's why it's actually better not to try to explain away or justify your wrongdoing. Just own it and own the impact of it. I snapped at you and I was wrong. I'm sorry for treating you unprofessionally. I'm sorry I kept you waiting. Next time I will plan better and I'll leave extra time for finding a parking space so I don't leave you waiting. Written apologies, just like written thank you notes, can be exceptionally powerful. But how do you deliver those? Well, a text message can seem a little bit flip, can't it? And an email might still seem impersonal. So if it's important, and if your handwriting is legible, write it or type it. So remember, when it comes time to fess up, the best apologies are clear, sincere, and they don't need to be repeated because you've learned from that mistake. I'm Jill Geisler. Thank you so much for joining us.